Imagine current-day astronauts heading down to the local high school to get a couple of football helmets to wear for safety on the trip to outer space. Sounds crazy, but that's what two of the country's first high flyers did. We say hello to our listeners on KOTA in Rapid City, South Dakota, on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
By today's standards, it seems antiquated, but in the 1930s, the United States began a mission to outer space.
So there were two, we're going to call them balloons because there's no better way to frame it.
Corey Christensen at the Journey Museum in Rapid City, South Dakota, says their museum shares the story of the Strata Bowl, a basin-shaped canyon that was the launch site for balloons that would reach over 70,000 feet into the stratosphere. In 1934, Explorer 1 failed in its mission, but two of the three pilots returned for a second attempt.
And in 1935, they did the Explorer 2. They got all the way into the stratosphere. They had huge cameras to take pictures from up there.
Over 30,000 people attended the 1934 launch, and it's estimated 20,000 were present for the launch of Explorer 2. This was a huge event. Just as Americans would watch their TV sets in 1969 to see a man on the moon, on November 11, 1935, they listened to their radios to hear about a balloon attempting to reach higher above the Earth than any man had ever ventured.
And this is actually considered the first space flight because of what they achieved.
The balloon and gondola achieved an altitude of 72,395 feet, a point where they could see the curvature of the Earth. The equipment they used was practical but primitive.
They actually wore helmets from the Rapid City High School football team to protect themselves. They landed near Mitchell when they finally landed.
The two men made the trip in a 9-foot diameter cabin. It took nearly 4 hours to reach their record-breaking height. Today, you can see Explorer 2 at the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., and you can visit the Strata Bowl and the Black Hills to see the spot where the record-breaking flight began. Traveling the countryside in Rapid City, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.